The Connecticut State Police were recently sounding the alarm, looking for more victims of what they are calling a scam connected to a funeral director who stole money people had put down for grave plots and funerals. Now, the family of that funeral director apparently owns funeral homes in Coventry, Tolland, Vernon, and East Windsor, Connecticut. But again, it's unclear how many people anywhere in the state could be targeted by this type of a scam. Joining us now is Commissioner Brian Caffarelli with the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. And Brian, thanks for being back. Could you explain how this scam even works?
Hey, Melissa, thanks for having me, and good morning. Yeah, this is, so they are legitimate prepaid funeral service contracts or pre-need funeral service contracts that exist, and people use them successfully every day. And we do regulate them at DCP. And what it is basically a customer is providing advance funding for funeral services that the funeral home will provide in the future. You want to take care of, you know, things in advance. They can also include cremations and the merchandise related to funerals and burials. And only licensed funeral directors or licensed embalmers can arrange, promote, or sell a funeral service contract. They cannot be the escrow agent. And so anyone who's offering one of these funeral service contracts that is not legally able to do so is criminally liable for a Class A misdemeanor. And so what was happening was there were, you know, it's alleged, and, you know, we've got a lot of complaints about it. In this specific case that you referenced, was that they were taking money for these prepaid funeral arrangements, but not turning them over to an escrow agent and therefore funding the funeral services that someone thought that they had taken care of. And so
what, the day of the funeral, whenever that time may be, and again, some people will put these prepayments down, you know, well before anybody is even sick. It's you know what I mean? So what, it's like they show up and all of a sudden they find out that there's actually nothing in the account, and it's already a horrible time, right? I mean, that's awful.
It's horrible. It's really horrible. I mean, and again, we see, unfortunately, people preying on the most vulnerable, and you're right. I mean, what a time in your life to find out that you've been scammed by someone. So this is really just an egregious violation of the trust that you put into somebody. And so, you know, we do, you know, unfortunately, this did happen to several people. As you noted, there is an investigation into that funeral home in Vernon. And so, you know, if any of your listeners were affected by it, you know, if their money was mismanaged by Mr. Pietras or the funeral home, they should call their local police department to file a complaint. If they don't have a local police department, they do have usually the state police have a resident state trooper, so you could call the state police barracks there. But you can also file a complaint with us because we're coordinating with all the relevant agencies. The Department of Health does also issue a license for funeral homes, and in this instance, they have the board has taken away that license, obviously. But you can always go, you know, to our website to file a complaint or email us, and I'm sure that you'll link to that. But I mean, I do want to say that these are legitimate, you know, items that you can purchase, and there are, you know, most people are good actors in this state, and including the funeral homes. And so we just want to make you aware that if you are, you know, engaging someone to have a prepaid funeral service, that there must be a contract. There's a whole host of things that should be in that contract. We have it on our website. You know, we've been putting out some releases on it. I think that you mentioned that the Better Business Bureau might be doing that with relationship with them.
They're actually, my understanding, Brian Caffarelli, is that I think Kristen Johnson of the BBB, they're actually teaming up, I think, with another entity, and they plan to do almost like a forum in the next couple of weeks to discuss this because, I mean, as soon as it became a reality and not just a, hey, this is a warning because we detected it in other parts of the country, I mean, this is something that we actively saw happening Connecticut and is being investigated. You know, like your office, I know they're looking into it too. I think the question here, Brian Caffarelli, is, you know, and again, Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection, you know, say you've got, we've got listeners who are in Fairfield County, in, you know, in the Valley, in Lower New Haven County. And so they're probably not impacted by this particular case. But, you know, again, when you talk about putting money down on a plot, so I look at my parents. My parents put money down on their plots, I don't know how many years ago. My parents are very healthy. But I mean, is there a way to sort of like go back and go, hey, I know I paid for these, or I know I put money down on these like 15, 20 years ago. Do you have records of that? Or can I just see that my money hasn't been touched? Like, is there a way you could do that? What rights do you have to sort of go back and get the records that, hey, my money hasn't been touched or misused?
Oh, sure. Yes, there is. And I think that there are two. This is for the kind of the services that we're talking about, the contract. So the plots are different. There's an ownership interest in that.
Okay.
And so that should be, you know, dealt with the cemetery. And I think that those are, you know, I'd have to get clarification on that. But for these funeral service contracts for, you know, they take care of the whole, the services actually that, you know, they can be very expensive at a funeral, including the casket or cremation or anything.
Totally.
That's related to that. But there are escrow agents that are specifically deal with this. They cannot be the funeral director or embalmer, so they cannot act as their own escrow agent. And the purchaser should have received, or if you engage in one of these, and we're not saying that you shouldn't, but you should be aware when you do, you should receive a notice from that escrow agent that acknowledges the receipt of the initial deposit no later than 25 days of that deposit by the funeral director. So if this has been done way in the past and you don't have records of it, you can contact the funeral home or director or embalmer that you engaged with and ask them to, you know, put you in touch with that escrow agent so that you can get proof that, that the money is there and that everything, is all set, you know, when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the ownership changes or closes, the funeral home must inform the purchasers of these prepaid funeral service contracts within 10 days of the closing or transfer. So they should have records of who purchased these, and they should be able to get in touch with people. And again, you know, when you enter into these things, you know, you want to make sure that in the contract, you know, it has to specify, you know, the list of goods or services, the amount of funds, and how they will be invested, and how such investments are limited to those, you know, to do under this pre-need law. So,
okay.
A lot of information out there, but just, you know, flagging it for if you're going to enter into one, please check with us first on our website. There's the list of all the do's and don'ts. And the Better Business Bureau, I've got to put a plug in for them. We were just there to their new Ignite site in Cromwell. They just do wonderful work, and they're great partners in this in our mission.
Yeah, and again, Brian, if people want to also get your newsletter, I mean, this is all on, when you say your website, this is on the state, the government website under Department of Consumer Protection?
CP.gov/DCP. Yep, you can find it all. There's ways to contact us. Call, email, there's forms that you can fill out, or you can, you know, you can always find us if you've got some issues that you need some help with.
Okay. Brian, unfortunately, we are up against the clock, but I'm going to call your team because I know we're coming up on the first week of June, which is also Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. So I'd love to maybe schedule you or someone with the department to come on the beginning of that week. We also
sure.
have some other, I feel like, scams that are kind of happening, and I know the department has been keeping an eye on.
Yeah,
so
that sounds great.
Let's have you back on sooner rather than later, okay?
All right, Melissa, have a great morning.
Thank you. You too. That's Commissioner Brian Caffarelli with the Department of Consumer Protection here in Connecticut on WICC.